This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
So one of our listeners wanted me to talk about how to save money on prescriptions because they're noticing prescription costs are going up with inflation. Yeah, I think everything is going up. I think there's a definite supply issue also from the pharmacy standpoint. Remember we talked about pharmacy, remember we talked about how a lot of our medications come from overseas? We get a lot of our generics from China, so I don't know if they're sitting in the port. I don't know if we're having issues with China, but, you know, if we are having still multiple drugs, and there are, and there's like a website that's continually updated, and I'll try to repost that, it is concerning that, you know, you guys might not get the medications you have, and then if that's the case, our price is going to go up. Here's my thing. With your insurance, your out-of-pocket is not supposed to change within that year. So let's say you guys are getting postmenopausal estrogen therapy, just as an example because it's on my mind, right, now that I have a hysterectomy. And let's say it costs you about $36 a month. It's supposed to be that until the insurance changes at the first of the year. Now, if you're paying cash price or you're using online coupons, yeah, that'll probably go up. And so, you know, Tylenol PM, maybe Excedrin migraine, some of these over-the-counter medications, yes, I'm hearing those are going up. I'm hearing those are going up as well. And so I get it. I think we have to just kind of keep in mind that that's going to have to be, shall we say, planned. Now, here's the thing. The new insurance plans that you guys are getting. I've been looking at some of them on the health exchange, and I'm not impressed. If you don't qualify for subsidies, it stinks. It's pretty painful. The deductibles looks like are getting higher. Your out-of-pocket costs. I think I was looking at some plans for my family. $1,800 for a $5,000 deductible and still $40 of visit copay. Which is why telemedicine is, you know, doing really, really well, because a lot of times you get out of that copay if you use telemedicine. But it's just you can't get your pap smear on telemedicine. You can't get your prostate checked. You can't get your melanoma biopsied on telemedicine. So I noticed for me, and again, I don't mind that I don't qualify for subsidies. You know, people who you know, deserve them and people who need them, you know, that's what they're there for. But it's just, it's through the roof. It's expensive. So, yeah, so with medications and costs, I know Trump and then also Biden was working to lower insulin costs. I know we want to have more competition in terms of medications. We also want pharmaceutical companies to benefit from all the R&D and money they went, you know, they put into a new drug to be able to still get profit on that. But we also don't want these drugs where they're $200, $300, $400 a month and they're absolutely impossible. For the love of the Lord, though, please do not skimp out on medications. Okay? A lot of people will say, look, the brand name's the only one that works, but I got to save money, so I'll go generic. The thing is remember, you only have one life to live. You know, my father was not a wealthy man. He had maybe a few good years, but most of his years were poor because he gambled. And, you know, he had to support his family post-Holocaust, and he didn't get a college degree, but he was a real gifted electrician. He fixed appliances, and he was one of the smartest men I know. But he was poor, and he wouldn't go to the doctor. He wanted to save money. He didn't want to take the medication. I don't want to turn my liver. It's the cholesterol medication, Lipitor. I don't want the Lipitor. It's going to hurt my liver. And maybe it was because he didn't want to pay the copay. Maybe it was just because he was stubborn. But I told him, look, you know, you're going to have the nicest liver in the graveyard, in the cemetery, if you don't, you know, make sure you protect your heart. But he didn't want tests on the heart. He didn't want to do stuff. He didn't want to spend the money. He didn't want to get the evaluation. I even offered to pay for it. And sadly, he died at the age of 62. Too young. Way too young. And so, you know, I look at the debt that a lot of us have accrued. And I look at what's happening from a money standpoint. And I look at what's happening with inflation. Even though we got a little bit of good news, I guess this Build Back Better spending bill has been maybe punted till next year. Obviously, a lot of people have been concerned about the inflation with that. I understand that, you know, people never have had debt and they have all this money and, you know, they lose it. It's much of a crash. But for those of us that have kind of circled the equator, you know, and kind of, you know, we understand that there's more to life than bills and money and all that. And so we don't want to be in debt. And there's been this push to never be in debt, never be in debt, never have credit card debt, never have car debt, never have house debt. And I try to teach people to not be in debt. But if you are going to have some debt, so what? Your health is more important. And when patients tell me, look, I can't go to the hospital because I'll get a big bill, I go, but if you die tomorrow, what do you think your family would rather have? You or the bill? Or a lack of a bill? You know, well, actually, my family doesn't like me too much, or whatever, you know. So that, you know what? You know, let's say you owe $500,000. With all of your, you know, I don't know, your house, your car, your all that. What's 500,005? You know, when you're in debt, you're in debt. You want to try to pay off your debts. You want to pay off your mortgage. You want to, you know, you want to still, you know, be, you know, productive. You want to work. You want to pay your bills, things like that. But honestly, when you look at the grand scheme of things, you know, if you need a medication, get it. I mean, I'm doing a lot of rewears these days. I'm not going to buy new clothes for a while. As long as you guys don't care seeing me in the same outfit, you guys are all staring at your radios right now. Yeah, I'm wearing the same outfit. I got my Christmas shirt on. And I'm going to wear this two more times before Christmas. I'm not buying new clothes. I like this shirt. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing. Then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs
are microwavable and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay, also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay heating pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief, an extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay heating pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Show, but I gotta move my chair and it doesn't really sound that good on the air, so let me kind of roll over some things. Okay, and trust me guys, I'll warn you guys if I got something more noisy to come out. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So one of my favorite, and as you guys know, this is my favorite time of year. I love the Christmas holiday season, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa. It's gorgeous, it's cool, the lights are beautiful. I was just at Opportunity Village, the magical forest. It was just a fantastic display of colors and trains and kids and Christmas trees. And Opportunity Village is a fantastic charity to help people with certain disabilities as well as intellectual disabilities help get jobs, help be able to find their confidence and be able to do things, as well as help their caretakers be able to allow them to work. And so it's a beautiful time of year. I love lights, Christmas time, but I really, really love the office parties. I love the holiday office party or the office holiday party or Christmas party. And I've loved those because for years, most of the time when I was single, it gave you a chance to be more relaxed around your colleagues. Now, remember, in the 90s, we didn't have a lot of these Me Too rules. So we got to flirt a lot. We got to kind of, you know, do some things. But still, there was decorum in the job. You know, I remember I was hosting at a restaurant, and there was a waiter there who liked me, and I liked him, and, you know. But, you know, he was busy, I was busy, and, you know, we really didn't get too much time to kind of, you know, hook up and date and things like that, or really flirt. Yet, the office party or the party for the restaurant, when we had our quote-unquote Christmas party, okay, that's when we got to hang out, that's when we got to dance, that's when we got to kiss. It's great. So, office parties for me, I try to go to every single one. The problem is people make some big mistakes. And in fact, if you screw up at the office party, you'll lose your job. On the flip side, many people blow off the office party, and that is also a huge, huge loss from a career move, because you being at the office party could also really help your career. So here's some do's and don'ts when it comes to the office party. Okay, so these are the no-nos. Okay, you might like somebody that you work with. That's okay. We get that. You might want to flirt. Never flirt with the boss. Never, ever, 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 ever flirt with the boss. First, the majority of the time is their partner's there. Trust me. Anybody married to the boss is going to be like, I'm going to be there to kind of supervise, because they know people flirt with the boss. But the other issue, too, is it's inappropriate. Okay? You know, especially with me, too. Bosses can't really do anything now with if they're your superior. Because they could get busted for a huge, huge, huge lawsuit or some other sort of sexual harassment. So don't put them in that position. So you got the partner seeing you flirt with them. They're in this awkward position. Uh-uh. Don't go there. Now, all right. I know I get flirty, you know, and I'll be like, oh, my gosh, you look so handsome. Look at you. Look at you. And I might, whatever, but I'm not trying to hit on them. I'm not trying to dance with them, kiss them, take them out. You know, I like to give my bosses, like when my bosses wear regular clothes, or every now and then you'll see your boss, you know, kind of come to work in shorts or things like that. And then I'm like, oh, my gosh, look at your legs. Sexy. Well, actually, I don't even think you can do that anymore. There's a lot of things you can't do. Just, it's a no-no. Don't do it anymore at a holiday party. Big no-no. No. Next is don't drink too much. Now, this is a mistake that a lot of us make, okay? It's free alcohol. It's open bar sometimes. So we're like, open bar, I don't have to just drink one drink. I can now have 2, 3, and then I could be more relaxed, and I could, you're going to get yourself in trouble. Don't drink too much. And then, of course, don't drive. You do not want to be getting a DUI. You do not want to be getting arrested. Alcohol in moderation. If you need to get that relaxing in, you know, maybe one. But please don't get drunk. And I know what a lot of people do. They want a drink so then they could make that move. They could be that flirty. And then they're like, oh, but I could just blame the alcohol. The problem is to a lot of bosses, if you can't handle your own alcohol, and you know, you could be a liability. So don't do that. Don't let anybody tag you on social media. All right? That I, you know, a lot of people are like, let's take a picture. Okay? And I'll usually ask to use my phone, because then I could filter and crop. So a lot of times it looks like I'm posting all the time of me and my friends, you know, it's because they'll put the picture that looks good on them and not, I don't look good. So I'm like, yeah, I'll do the picture on my phone so I could choose which picture it is. The problem is at an office party, if you're in the background, right, photobombing, you know, and you don't want that stuff on social media. I mean, it's bad enough you're embarrassing yourself at an office party. You don't want that cemented in infamy. Do not skip the office party. Don't skip it. Now, many times, because there's only a few weekends in December, sometimes you have two parties, one for your spouse, one for you, and you're deciding where to go. Whichever job is more important, hit that party first. Because you don't want to get there late, tired,
already, you want to be perky. But don't miss it. Somebody who misses the office party looks like they're not a team player. Now, if you're sick, if you have COVID, skip it. If you think you're going to make a jerk out of yourself, if, let's say, you know, you don't want the temptations of, you know, that's understandable. But skipping it because you're like, nah, I'm not interested, that's bad. Now, this is where I get in trouble. Taking the mic. Okay, do not take over the microphone. So, I go to these parties, and for the radio station, when the radio station would have Christmas parties, okay, the president of the station, or the president, right, the big general manager, there's a microphone for him to talk. But I see that microphone. When I see a microphone, I'm like, there's a microphone there. And I'm like, there's a microphone. Nobody's standing by the microphone. It's like a steak, and nobody's eating the steak. There's a microphone, and nobody's on it. So you wait for the boss, and then all of a sudden he's like, hey guys, who out there, whatever. And then I'm like, me! And then I run up, and I'm addicted to a microphone. No! This is your boss's party. Let him be the star of the show. Let them have their glory. They're paying for it. Don't gossip. Do not bring gossip. People will be like, ooh, this is where we, you know, this is how I fit in. Don't bring any negativity to a party. Your gossiping looks bad. The boss doesn't want it. The boss doesn't want to see people gossiping with each other. Don't do it. Staff lounge is where people gossip. Don't be gossiping at the Christmas party, at the office party. Don't tell off the office bully. That's not a good time at the party. In fact, what I would do is be nice to the office bully. Yeah, there's always office bullies. And you're like, I just want to wish you a Merry Christmas. You know, I hope next year is a better year for us. And, you know, I appreciate what you do for the company. And I hope I hope we can become friends next year. Now, that might be like a, or it might go a long way. But don't tell that person off, okay? Don't discuss work. Nobody wants to hear work. Don't go up to your boss going, oh, I did really, really well on that report you wanted, and I think I got our presentation. They don't want to hear about that. You're going to be looking like you're kissing up. Don't also sleep with your coworker. Don't do it. You can maybe set the seats. All right, we like each other. Maybe we'll date. Don't sleep with them that night. Just it's bad. People are watching. They're going to gossip about you. There's always somebody watching. All right? And mix, mingle, don't be quiet. But what should you do? Well, one is thank the boss and the planning committee. Thank the boss. You got to go up to your boss, so one, they know you're there. And two, thank, like, you know what? This party is amazing. Thank you for this. We really appreciate it. They want to know that what they did was good. Make them feel good. So thank them. Let the boss know also you're happy at work. Because, you know, right now with the labor shortage, bosses are like, okay, who's quitting? Who's going to be leaving and going to the competition? Just be like, look, you know, I just want to let you know I love my job. You provide a really good environment for us. Now, mind you, I've worked in places that were toxic, but if it's not toxic, say, look, I really appreciate the environment you have for us. Thank you. Always tip the bartender, always. And then, you know, let's say there is a dance floor, and let's say there is karaoke. All right? Go ahead. Dance. Go ahead. Sing. Don't be afraid to do that. Because one thing that's nice about office parties is that's where people get to see your other talents. And you don't want to, again, if the boss is singing, let him sing, even if he's off key, or she, or can't dance. So you don't want to you don't want to look better than the boss at all. But if the boss is like, no, let Dahlia have the mic, yeah, just go at it, right? Yeah, just, right? Havana, ooh, na, na. All right, we'll be right back. Oh, and have fun. Merry Christmas, happy Hanukkah, happy holidays. Don't go away, we'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A historic windstorm tore through several central states, leaving a half million people in the dark. The storm kicking up winds as high as 100 miles an hour in some places, with 18 tornadoes reported in Iowa and Nebraska. The latest storms come after at least 88 people were killed across five states in last weekend's tornadoes. Democrats failed to keep a self-imposed promise of passing the Build Back Better Act by Christmas. Now Senate Democrats are turning their attention to how to pass a voting rights bill.
I joined with a number of my colleagues in detailed conversations about how the Senate will get voting rights done in time for the 2022 elections.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer speaking there. Democrats are also discussing how to get around the Senate filibuster rules. This is USA Radio News. Illegal immigrants and asylum seekers continue to arrive at the U.S. southern border in hopes of being allowed to stay once they surrender to Border Patrol. And Republican critics blame the Biden administration for not sending more of those illegal immigrants back to Mexico. New York Republican Congressman John Katko accuses the administration of ignoring court orders to reinstate the Remain in Mexico policy on Fox Business.
They have tried repeatedly to get rid of the Remain in Mexico policy. They're only doing it now because the courts are telling them to. And I had meetings in four different places in the last 2 days. Didn't even hear the mention of the Remain in Mexico policy.
The Fifth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals upheld a lower court ruling earlier this week, finding that the Department of Homeland Security didn't act reasonable when it ended the Remain in Mexico policy. Weekly jobless claims heading back up. The Labor Department says 206,000 Americans filed initial jobless claims last week. USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Dr. Dolly Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. Well, remember there was a child who said they lost their father because the paramedics couldn't enter an apartment building because there was some safety issues. I'm not really sure. I don't think we've got a lot of clarity on what happened there. Well, now we have another very interesting case. So apparently there's an investigation in Southern California. And again, we're just trying to get some details on this. Where paramedics refused to enter a post-acute care facility to treat a man in cardiac arrest. This happened a month ago. Because of some, quote, COVID-19 law.
This is according to a Rialto Police Department report. So body camera footage, this is being reported by Fox News, shows an officer arriving at the Rialto Post-Acute Care Center on the evening of November 11th. The officer greeted two paramedics from the Rialto Fire Department. They were standing outside with their masks on. So this is November 11th. They had their masks on. I don't know if this has to do with them not being vaccinated. But the first 30 seconds of the footage is muted, and they said this is standard for many police body cams. But the officer wrote in his report that the paramedics were there for an unrelated patient and said the facility was being problematic. After a few moments, an unknown employee of the location yelled out to fire personnel, "Please come help, he's having cardiac arrest." Fire personnel responded by insisting that the patient had to be brought outside the facility before they could provide any sort of treatment due to an unspecified COVID-19 law. After about a minute, the officer went inside himself, was greeted by the frantic hospital staff. The officer said they are not going to come in. The officer told the staff as he started to run to the room where the man was in cardiac arrest, they're saying it's a state law that they cannot come in. The officer then encountered multiple staff members performing CPR and other life-saving measures on the bed. The bed he was in did not have wheels, so the officer got behind the bed and pushed it. All the beds are supposed to have wheels so they could push it. He said, "You're doing a great job. You're doing a great job. Keep going." The officer was telling the exhausted staff member, and you do get exhausted. When you do CPR, it looks really easy on TV. Your arms get exhausted, especially if you don't do a lot of upper body work. So the officer navigated this wheelless bed through the hallways. Then they eventually got into the view of the paramedics. Even though the paramedics saw them, they still, I guess, couldn't touch the patient due to some law. And they said, "Look, the patient has to be outside before they begin life-saving efforts." And the policeman's like, "They made no effort to help me." Once they finally rolled the man outside, you know, luckily it's not snowy and all that, then several other emergency medical personnel had arrived, started treating the man, as one of the other, I guess, paramedics peppered staff with administrative questions. The man that was ill was transferred to a local hospital but died 30 minutes later. The responding officer wrote after the incident, he asked fire personnel about the law. And he said there's some COVID-19 law which has yet to be reversed. Now this isn't one person deciding to be passive-aggressive. We have two paramedics that my guess is they had every, you know, means to double-check this law and were actually following some sort of protocol. Fox 11 Los Angeles, who originally reported on the incident, said the San Bernardino County Fire Chiefs Association sent out a memo in April 2020 informing departments that all dispatch centers will be requesting the facilities to move patients to the door outside the location. Now, this is April 2020. However, the memo also said that if the patient cannot be transferred, then one member of fire EMS personnel should initially interact with the patient. Rialto City Fire Department Acting Chief Brian Park said the multiple members of his department have been placed on leave pending an investigation due to the troubling video footage. So multiple members, now it makes you start to wonder who else could have been on dispatch that also gave that order to not go in. He said, "Our fire department's mission is to provide excellence in responding to medical emergencies through compassionate service. As acting fire chief, I will ensure the independence of the outside investigation." He says, "I also want to recognize and thank the Rialto Police Department and the Rialto Post-Acute Care Center nurses for their extraordinary efforts and heroism to save the patient's life as our responders failed to act to our fire department's expectations." Rialto Mayor Deborah Robertson said she fully supports an independent investigation into what happened. "The investigation will focus on the conduct of the responding fire department personnel and the reasons those personnel did not enter the acute care facility immediately." She says her prayers are with the patient's family as well as our police officer and care center staff who had to endure such an unimaginable situation. So this is again one of those things where you kind of look at it going, what? What? Where? Why? Just like with the George Floyd death and Derek Chauvin, who was restraining him by his neck until the paramedics came. And the other cops looked like this was protocol. I don't know what these protocols are. They're not coming forward, obviously. I mean, I you know, was it that the four of them, when George Floyd, you know, kicked himself out of the cop car and was concerned about it, he probably was freaked out that, you know, he would go through withdrawal, and a lot of people resist arrest because they're afraid they're going to go through withdrawal of drugs and things like that, or they just don't want to go to jail. What, you know, what was there a protocol saying you got to restrain him until the paramedics come? Was there, you know, and you just, did the other three ask Derek Chauvin to remove his knee? And when he said no, they backed off. It just, you kind of wonder, it just, everybody was acting like, all right, this is what we're doing. We're restraining him. Then the paramedics came and the restraint ended. Why? Nobody said, told us why. And same thing with this. You have, they're telling the cop, they're not lying to the cop. They're not being lazy. They're there. They're there. But they can't enter the premises. Was it because they weren't vaccinated? Now, here's the thing, though. The memo came from an April 2020 memo, we're being told. So April 2020, the vaccine wasn't relevant then. We're not sure. And here's my issue. Wouldn't this have been figured out already? 20 months later, it's been 20 months since that memo. Did anybody, I mean, have these paramedics been to other facilities and people get wheeled outside and then they take them? I don't know. But if there's an emergency and your loved one needs, you know, CPR or needs, you know, some first aid or any sort of life support, you want to know that you could call the paramedics, and you're not in a facility that for some reason bans or doesn't allow a paramedic, you know, you're thinking, well, maybe there's a liability issue. Maybe there's some insurance issue that was lacking. And the second they put their foot on the property, they were in trouble. No, because they kept citing it's a COVID-19 law. So all I could think is maybe they were talking about if they weren't vaccinated, they weren't allowed to enter the building. And if that's the case, can we stop this with these rules? Wasn't there a hospital in Washington where if your loved one was there, you weren't allowed to see them if you weren't vaccinated? Even though a vaccinated person could spread COVID too? I mean, I can understand, you know, you need a negative test before you walk in the building. But vaccinated, unvaccinated, people are getting Omicron vaccinated, they can still spread it. So I don't know. I'm suspecting this has to do with the vaccine. But you might want to, before you enter any facility or enroll anybody in any facility, you know, what sort of rules there are, and make sure that, you know, it's not going to be something that's going to affect you if you need first responders. 1-877-DR-DELLY.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of Trustlink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar 4 or more times a day and inject insulin 3 or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. It alerts you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So remember I told you that the NFL might change some of the rules in terms of testing and quarantining because they had 75 players over the last week or two put on COVID reserve. Because they tested positive, whether they're vaccinated or not, the unvaccinated get tested daily, the vaccinated get tested weekly, so you have a bunch of players now that are going to be out, and week 15 is in shambles. So the NFL might soften up some of the return rules if you have negative back-to-back tests, etc.
The opposite is happening in California. In California, they are expanding workplace quarantine regulations, and we are being told that if you're vaccinated in California, you test negative for COVID, you have to quarantine if you were exposed. Well, we're all exposed. I mean, we're all, it's out there. It's all over. It's coming through the air conditioning vent. That's what these viruses do. We're exposed to cold. We're exposed to pneumonia. We're exposed to flu. We're exposed to stomach bugs. So this change takes effect today. And it erases the current distinctions between vaccinated and unvaccinated employees. Both groups now barred from the workplace if they come into close contact with someone with the virus. The California OSHA, Occupational Safety and Health Standards Board, revised the temporary rule that exposed vaccinated but asymptomatic workers, that if you're exposed, even if you don't have symptoms, to stay home for 14 days, even if you test negative. If you return to work, wear masks, stay 6 feet apart from everyone else for those 2 weeks. Now, I thought the rule requires that they stay home. But I guess even when you return to work, they want you to still isolate, I guess. They say treating vaccinated and unvaccinated people similarly really denies the scientific value of the vaccine and de-incentivizes vaccination. Now, that's according to Rob Moultrie, a policy advocate at the California Chamber of Commerce. And for those of you, you know, kind of going, well, wait a second, so am I right? Am I right? You know, you guys thinking yourselves, are you right? Yeah, what California is doing, even though it really sounds ridiculous, is a result of them finally catching up with the science. When I've been saying it makes absolutely no flippin' sense that you are refusing a family of four to come into a restaurant because they didn't have a vaccine when another family of four, where the parents were vaccinated, can still eat, even though the kids are too young to be vaccinated, and it's just not making sense when the vaccinated people can still carry the virus. Omicron we're seeing in vaccinated people mild, but still it affects vaccinated. So when the laws, if it does work its way through the court, says, look, you're allowed to mandate vaccines for public health, but a vaccinated person can carry the same viral load, and I've provided you guys a link of that study that showed the viral load's the same, you start to kind of lose that argument that you have to discriminate against somebody that doesn't have the vaccine. And a vaccinated person is sterile. A vaccinated person is not sterile. So what California has finally realized, not that I approve what they're doing, but what California has finally realized is you can't have one person who has natural immunity, like Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers just got over his COVID. He probably has more immunity than somebody who was vaccinated 6 or 8 months ago. Yet Aaron Rodgers is going to get kicked out of the restaurant, kicked off the team, whatever, or, you know, or benched. But the vaccinated person with less immunity gets to stay. It just makes no sense. And we've brought that up, which is why I don't support the mandates. Support the vaccine, but I don't support the mandates. But rather than California going, you know what, guys, okay, the mandates looks like aren't making sense because you all carry it, just you all be careful, isolate. No. They're double downing, saying everybody quarantine. Well, if these workers have to quarantine, then you're basically locking them down again. California's already struggling with the labor shortage. Even though they have the highest unemployment rate in the country, 7.3%, they have a huge labor shortage. And not only is it because of, you know, people can still get benefits, unemployment benefits, they can still, you know, they still had all, you know, a year and a half of free rent. That allowed them to save up a lot of money. The other thing, too, is there's a lot of crime. Nobody wants to work in retail that's going to get hit by those gangs of thieves that do the smash and grab. So people are like, you know what, I'm just going to wait. I'm going to wait it out. They say the Golden State recorded a population decline last year for the first time in a century as more people moved out than in. Studies show that blue-collar workers are leaving at higher rates than those with college degrees. New workplace rule comes a day after California ordered both vaccinated and unvaccinated people to wear masks indoors. They brought on another mandate. I'm in Nevada, so we still have the mask mandate. Under current workplace rules, vaccinated employees can keep working, even if they're exposed. That's what the CDC says. If you're vaccinated, you can still work even if you're exposed. Yet, now they're like, nope. Well, remember I said, if you're vaccinated and you have symptoms, you're sick with something, you got to stay home. But if you have no symptoms and somebody came in, had COVID, walked out, they don't necessarily make you leave. So California has been one of numerous states who have adopted emergency COVID-19 workplace safety measures. Michigan has as well, Oregon and Virginia. The Biden administration wanted all U.S. employers with more than 100 workers to be vaccinated, tested regularly, or wear masks at work starting January 4th. But the order is stalled because there's tons of challenges in multiple states, mostly Republican, and fears from employers that the rules are going to even worsen the shortage. In fact, there's been some hospitals going, we're not going to do the mandate. We're going to go back. Some police departments are going back. We need people to work. And again, I think a lot of them already have some natural immunity because they lived through all of it. And they worked. If they worked the whole time through the pandemic, they got exposed. Let them take a test and show you that they have antibodies. So, other people say this might not be bad. It's good that we're realizing the vaccines aren't the silver bullet to get us out of the pandemic. There's never a good time to start disarming against COVID-19. But right now, you know, even though a lot of us realize that the vaccines are effective, you got to be smart with some of these rules. And saying that, you know, one group is free and clear, the other one isn't, is wrong. Everybody can carry this virus. They can. So let them, let them work. Most likely this quarantine is going to be paid. So I think a lot of people are going to be like, okay, great. I get 2 weeks paid. Somebody gave me 2 weeks paid vacation. Man, I'm exposed. How many people are going to say, ooh, I think I got exposed. I need to stay home. Send the check here. That's going to be a mess. So they think they figured out why Omicron multiplies faster than Delta. They say it multiplies 70 times faster than Delta in the airways. Hong Kong University researchers have found the new variant replicates 10 times slower in the lungs than predecessors. I thought it multiplied faster. This could be a typo. They said the finding may explain why the mutant virus is spreading at a ferocious pace, and also lends way to a theory that it's milder than past variants. So the researchers, what they did is they exposed lung tissue in a laboratory to the original COVID strain that was identified in Wuhan last year, which I think came out August 2019. Then they tested a couple other variants. They found that Omicron did replicate faster in the bronchus, the main windpipe, the main tubes in the lungs. So if it replicates faster, you have more virus, more dangerous. 1-877-DOCTELLY. More infectious.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.